Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Stephen Moore is our guest, our good friend of heritage.com.org. Is that right, Steve? Heritage.org?
Heritage.org.
Yep, and he's a senior fellow there. Also, your new book is Trumponomics. That's the new one, right?
Trumponomics. It tells the whole story of how we put in place that plan. And it's so painful to me because it was working so well, and then, bam, we hit this wall with this virus that has really paralyzed our economy.
Which is one of the things I want to talk about right now, and that is the attitude going forward. This is going to be a situation. The winding up of this response to the coronavirus and the unwinding of it 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, this is going to be a year, maybe 2 year process, the winding and the unwinding of all this, and which is going to completely wash over Election Day in November. Do you think that the political class will be able to manage this in a classy way? I'm got my tongue in my cheek here, and not play too much politics in the middle of all this. What do you think?
I don't think Washington is capable of taking politics out of anything. And the way that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others have politicized this health event has been despicable to me. You know, the New York Times the other day, Jim, called this the Trump virus. It's been politicized because the left, all they care about is taking back power.
It's not just wrong. It's dangerous, isn't it?
It is. It's both of those things. Now, the other point I would make here is, look, you know, we have a president who is very free market, really good for business, you know, whether you like or not, like the way he acts. I mean, his policies have been incredibly good for business. And now you have a Democratic, just remember last night we had primaries. Now Joe Biden is now the Democratic nominee.
Right.
Joe Biden is anti-business, and he's against the oil and gas development. He wants Medicare for all. He has a $6 trillion spending agenda. So this is a big, clear choice. I mean, if you're pro-business, and if the economy falters now, you know, if you'd asked me a month ago, is Trump going to be reelected? I'd say absolutely. You know, I'd say 90% chance. Now it's a coin flip for who's going to be the next president.
But other than some kind of future missteps, do you think people will hold this against the Trump administration?
Yeah, I mean, his whole case for reelection was he created this incredible, the best economy in 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And now we're in the midst of what's going to be a deep recession. Now, the one thing I would disagree with you a little about is this isn't going to last more. This is going to be over in 8 weeks and hopefully sooner than that.
But I was including the unwinding of it all. I mean, you know.
The unwinding. But my point is, I think once this is over, Jim, I think we're going to get what's called a V-shaped recovery.
So I agree with that. I agree with that.
But then a very, very steep climb out of it, and a very rapid climb out of it. And so we'll see. This is, you know, we've never experienced any. You and I have lived through a lot of this, Jim, but I don't think anything like this before.
Well, and something you've taught us on the show over the years, Stephen, and we've seen the evidence of this. Whenever you come out of a situation where you withhold from the American economy, there's a pent-up demand response to that creates
a
surge. By third, fourth quarter, we could be surging, not regressing.
And that's why, Jim, you're exactly right. The most important thing I've been advising the president, Larry Kudlow, and others is don't do things now that would hurt the economy.
Right.
I mean, increasing welfare benefits. How about this idea, Jim, of requiring businesses paid leave for employers?
Yeah.
They don't have the money to pay that.
I agree that they can't do that. That's my one of my concerns is that they're going to establish socialistic type policies as help.
Yes.
And then a new administration gets in and says, well, we did it then. Why don't we, if it was good then, why isn't it good all the time?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is using this as an excuse to, you know, adopt the Bernie Sanders agenda. In the original bailout bill, they wanted to do permanent, not temporary, permanent paid leave for employees.
I know.
Who are,
I saw it. We're not going to be able to do that, and that's the scary part. Hey, Steve, good job today. Keep up the good work. I know your leadership. I see your leadership out there. Keep it up, and come back soon.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation. We've known him a long time, and we'll get him back again another day. He's a very busy guy, as you can imagine. Look for him on the television shows. He's there quite often. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.